city. Okay, for those of you who missed the announcement, there is no youth next week. Okay? The girls weren't here, Sammy weren't here. No youth next week. That's right, you're getting there. Fill up your bag.
What
are
you
going to text me at 11 o'clock at night?
You were asleep, I had just gotten home.
I wasn't
class.
Asleep, but I was in bed.
I had just gotten home from my classes.
Okay, so don't forget what filter you have to see. Well, I mean, don't hang outside.
I'll just sleep all day.
Okay. Let's pray. Our gracious Lord, again, we thank you so much for this time, for the freedom that we have to be able to come together and meet as brothers and sisters, as children of God, in this building to study your word. We ask, Father, tonight that as we look to your word, to your precious Bible, the words of your mouth, let it do its work in our lives. We pray that it would convict us, it would change us, that we would become more like you, that we would be more obedient to your commands, and keep your word and hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against you. Give us ears to hear, help us to pay attention, help us not to be fooling around, but help us to listen carefully to the words of God, to your precious holy word. Again, we pray for those who cannot be here tonight, and we keep them safe. Help everyone have a good week of camp next week. In Jesus' name. Okay, well, we're starting chapter 3 tonight, so open up chapter 3. But actually, I'm going to start reading at verse 11 of chapter 2, okay? So I'm going to start reading chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Speak these things. And what did that remember from last week? Remember? Speak or teach these things. What was that referring to? You want to remember?
The things before.
All the things from chapter 2 he was talking about, okay? So speak these things. Exhort, rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you. Now chapter 3, verse 1. And remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work. Okay, so chapter 2, we have Paul writing to Titus. He tells them to the old ladies to do what they got to do, the old men, the young ladies, the bondservants. And he tells them at the end of chapter 2 to teach these things, to remind them of these things. And now he continues in chapter 3, because if you remember, back then there was no chapters or breaks. Those were added at a later time. So this is just one continuous thing. Okay? So, verse 1, now, remind them, remind the church, remind the Christians there in Crete, where they are, remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, and to be ready for every good work. So, after reminding the women of their duties, the men of their duties, and the bondservants of their duties, and telling the Christians there that they have a hope. And what was that hope? That Jesus is going to appear one day. He's going to come back for those who believe in him, those who obey him, right? And that is our glorious hope of his appearing, our God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, right? Now he reminds them to be subject to rulers and authorities. This doctrine of obedience, which the word subject means to obey or submit, okay? This doctrine of obedience to the civil powers was highly necessary for the Cretans, okay? Remember, they were a pagan society. They did all sorts of crazy things. They believed in God. They had all these, they believed in myths and fables and And all these customs that they thought they were to keep, right, to obey. And then they become Christians, some of them, and now they're free in Christ. They don't have to follow the command of you must be circumcised, you must eat this and not that, and do this and don't do that. So now they believe in Christ, and they have a new hope, and they're Christians. And so they have to be reminded, and this is necessary for them. Okay? It's necessary to remind the people here. They were reputed a people. They were exceedingly jealous of their civil privileges. In other words, they wanted their freedom to be able to do whatever they want. They didn't want the government or the higher-up to tell them what to do. And so they were jealous for their civil liberties. They wanted their liberties. Okay, so now, some of them are Christians, right? And so, we should all know this. Who establishes authority? Where does authority come from? Who establishes it? God. Thank you. God. Romans tells us that all authority is established by God. So, the leaders that we have across the world, they are established by God. God is over that. He impresses the people's hearts, even to vote in someone. Okay? So, anyone who's in a position of leadership that is established by God. Now, just a quick reminder, who would we consider to be an authority? Just kind of throw some things out. Who would we consider to be an authority?
Pastors.
Say that again?
Pastors,
okay.
Government,
okay.
Parents. Teachers.
All right, teachers. What else?
Your boss.
Yes, principals, your boss, yes.
Police.
Right? Did you say the government or governor?
Government.
Okay, that would include governor, mayor, president, right? All of these people would have authority. They're in a position of authority. Parents, pastors, government, police, all that, okay? They're in a position of authority that has been established by God, okay? And so the Cretans then were possibly, having a hard time maybe submitting themselves to the government. And so that's why Paul tells Titus to remind them, remind these Christians in Crete to be subject, okay? To be subject to rulers and authorities, or also translated to principalities and powers, okay? So, remember last week we talked about how sometimes people in the Bible, they repeat themselves, right? And pastors like to repeat themselves. Why is it that we find a lot of things, even Paul, over and over, we see kind of similar writings from him? When we were studying 1 John, John reminded us how many times to love each other, to love the brethren, to be obedient, to love Christ. Why is it important to repeat?
To remind.
Right? Sometimes we forget things, don't we? And we need to be reminded. So now he's reminding them, okay? So this obviously tells us that they, the Christians here in Crete, were told before. Otherwise he wouldn't say remind them, right? So he says, remind them to be subject to these rulers and authorities, to principalities and powers. Now, the word subject, okay, is the same word that we get submit, okay? And it's the Greek word called hupotasso, okay? And it means to place oneself in submission, okay? Like a wife being submissive to her husband, or the flock being submissive to the pastors, and so us being submissive to these people. The Cretans here being submissive to the rulers and authorities. It means to place oneself in submission under somebody. So, okay, here the people were to place themselves in submission of the governing authorities, okay? In this case, the governing authority at this time was the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire had control over this area at that time. So the people were to be submissive to that governing authorities. Romans 13:1. Here's the verse I was talking about. Let every soul be subject to governing authorities. Did that say let most souls or to some? No, it says let every soul be subject to governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. So if it tells us here to submit to governing authorities, and that those governing authorities are established by God, so if we don't submit to them, who are we ultimately sinning against?
God.
Because He has placed them in this position, and He has told us to do this, to submit to them. And so when we don't submit to governing authorities, and remember all the ones we listed, parents, principals, your teachers, the police, government, pastors, when we don't submit to them, we're disobeying God. You're sinning against God because He's placed them there, and He has told us to submit to them. So you need to submit to your parents, right? When you don't submit, when you don't obey, when you don't take out the trash the first time, right? That's not being submissive. When you're constantly talking back and arguing, it's not a good thing. That's not being submissive. What about bad-mouthing the president? Is that okay? No, it's not. He has been established by God. We may not agree with everything he does, but that doesn't give us the right to bash him. He is in a position of authority. We are to show him respect and submit to him. Same thing with our mayor. We might not be a Democrat or Republican or whatever. Don't matter. He's the one that has the position of authority. We submit to him. We respect him. We don't bash him. Right? So if you guys hear your parents bashing the president or the governor or the mayor, you say, Mom, Dad, hey, you know, all authority is established by God. We need to submit, respect them. But do it respectfully. Right? And if they say, what do you mean? Where do you find that? They say, Romans chapter 13. And hopefully they'll say, you're right. I apologize. I shouldn't be doing that. Right? So hopefully that's what they should say. Okay, but anyways, hupotasso, it means to place oneself in submission. Okay? So this is very important for the people at this time and in Paul's time when he's writing this letter to Titus, and it's still important for us today. We are to submit to all governing authorities. 1 Peter 2:13. Therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme. So every ordinance, every authority, we are to submit to. Okay? So he's telling them, remind the people, remind the Christians to be subject, to submit themselves to rulers and authorities. Okay? So now what's rulers and authorities? Also translated principalities and powers. Okay? Rulers comes from the Greek word arche. And it means rulers, magistrates, princes, i.e. persons of influence and authority, such as civil rulers. So those who have control over the law. You know, they're civil rulers, so in our case, again, that would be government, like mayor, police, things like that, who have control over the civil law. Okay? Authorities, or powers, is the Greek word exousion, meaning those invested with power as the powers of rulers and magistrates. Basically, magistrates, civil governing leaders. Okay? Now, a guy named Matthew Henry wrote this. He says, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates. Magistracy is God's ordinance for the good of all. That's why we have law, you know, don't speed, you know, don't do this. They're put in place for our benefit, for the well-being of us. You know, if there wasn't speed limits, we'd be driving around like maniacs killing each other, right? The law is put in place for our well-being. Magistry, that's what magistry does, okay? And therefore, it must be regarded and submitted to by all. Not for wrath and by force only, but willingly and for conscience sake. We should willingly be submitting to these laws and to these people. We shouldn't be causing a big uproar. We should have a humble heart and be submissive, okay? Principalities and powers and magistrates, that is, all civil rulers, whether supreme and chief or subordinate, in the government under which they live, or whatever form it be, they may be subject to them and obey them in things lawful and honest, in which it belongs to their office to require. So, when would be the only time that we would not submit to them? Okay?
When they tell you to sin.
When they tell you to sin, okay? So let's just say, you know, I doubt this is going to happen, but just the case. So let's say Mayor Martin Chavez came one night and he's like, hey, here's what I want you guys to do, okay? Across the street, that restaurant closes at 11 o'clock. We're going to have someone leave the back door. We're going to pay someone that works there, and he's going to leave the back door propped. We're going to go in and eat all the food we want, okay? Stealing, right? Okay, that's a silly example, right? But, okay? Would we obey him? No, because that would be stealing, wouldn't it? Okay? I'm not going to think of anything. Okay? But you get the point. We could still be respectful to them, right? We would say, Mr. Mayor, you know, with all due respect, I'm not going to do that because that's stealing. And we have a law that we should not be stealing, not only from the civil law, but a higher law. The Bible tells us, thou shalt not steal. Right? And so we would say, Mr. Mayor, with all due respect, I don't want to break the civil law, and furthermore, I don't want to break the commandments of God, right? Same thing with parents. If they say, you know, okay, I'm ready for it. Even if they ask you to sin, do we say, Mom, Dad, you're crazy, I'm not doing that. No, we'd be respectful, say, Mom, Dad, I'm not going to sin against God. I'm not going to do that. I love you, I respect you, I'm willing to suffer the consequences, I'm willing to be grounded, but I'm not going to sin against God. Right? And we all remember the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? Here they have the three guys, and the king Nebuchadnezzar builds a huge thing, right? And he wants people to bow down and worship it, right? And so they say, no, we're not going to bow down and worship a false idol. You know, they don't cause a big uproar, and they're not protesting, holding picketing signs, nothing like that. They're just standing there. When the time comes for everyone to bow down to this thing, they just quietly stand there. And so they're willing to accept the consequences, even death. They were willing to die, but they were not going to sin against God. They were not going to disobey God. And so we need to be submissive to all authority figures. Right? So if you're on a baseball team, or a sport, you play sports, you're in here to play sports. Who is the authority on your sports team? Coach, right? You obey him, yes sir, yes ma'am. You work hard. When's the only time you don't obey him? If he tells you to sin. Right? If he tells you to go and cuss out the referee, do you do it? No, of course not. Okay? So again, when is the only time that we do not submit, that is, obey governing authorities? When they ask us to sin. Okay? They ask us to break the law. Okay? Okay. So, Gary tells us, remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, or the King James says, to obey magistrates, which is these people, ready for good works. To obey them, ready for good works. A Christian, as Christians, as children of God, listen, you know, guys, God has saved us. God sent His only Son, perfect Lamb. He didn't do anything wrong. He was sinless. He broke no law. He suffered in our place so that we can have salvation, that we can have hope, that we can spend eternity in heaven with God worshiping Him and not have to go to hell and suffer for all eternity. But to be with God for all eternity and have no more sickness, no more death, no more sadness, no more suffering in this life. Listen, are we grateful for it? Are we thankful that Christ came and died for our sins? And that He forgives us? Because we're sinners, we're wretched people. Right? Every day we struggle with sin. Forgives us. And so we need to be obedient sons and daughters of God, don't we? We need to willingly, happily obey this. We need to submit ourselves to governing authorities. We should not be bashing them with our mouths. We should not disobedient to them. We need to submit ourselves to governing authorities. This is very important. This is why Paul is telling Titus to remind them. They are Christians now. And it doesn't mean they can just be out there protesting and causing an uproar. No. More so, be an example. Right? Be an example. Be submissive to these people. Let the people see that you're not out there causing uproars, but you're a submissive people, just like God tells you to be. As Christians, we should be known as people who are submissive to governing leaders, right? You need to be known as young men and young women who are submissive to your parents, to your moms, to your dads. You claim to be a Christian, then your friends need to see that you obey your mom and dad. You know, I don't know the circumstances of your houses, but if your friends know you go to church, if your friends know that you're a Christian, then they need to see you. So when you're at school and your teacher tells you to do something, you need to shine that light. You need to let your friends see. See that, hey, you know, I'm going to obey the teacher. Even substitute teachers, right? For those of you in public school. All the other kids are messing around, right? They're all spitwads. Not listening to the substitute. All right, substitute teacher, free day. Wrong. As Christians, you need to submit to that substitute teacher, don't you? And to the principal. And so when you do so, you're shining your light to all your friends. You're being that example to your friends. That, hey, look, you know, guys, I can't do that. This is our teacher. And we need to be obedient to her. For your homeschoolers, same thing. Your mom is your authority. She's your mom and she's your teacher, ain't she? Dad's principal. Don't make dad mad. Don't want to wallop you. You guys need to be submissive and obedient to your moms during the day. My homeschoolers, you need to be submissive and obedient, not causing problems. Being an example to your siblings. And so this is a very important message for us today. Not only for these Cretans here, but for us. As Christians, listen up, almost done. As Christians, we need to submit governing authorities. To our pastors, parents, anyone who has a position of authority. When we're disrespectful, when we're a gainsayer, when he talks back, that's not being submissive. And so who are we sinning against? Them? God. So when Carol was trying to explain the rules of the game, and we're busy talking, and everyone can't hear. That's not being submissive. So when she's trying to give explanation of the rules, we need to respect that and listen. Right? Furthermore, when we're being taught the Word of God, this is the high authority right here. Man, we need to be listening especially close, because these are the words of God. This is how we know how to live. Are you having a tough time in life? Man, page 5. We must make time to read our Bibles. All of us are very busy, and we got a lot going on. You know what? This is why it's called our daily bread. Our daily bread. So, when would be one time that we know, say our parents say, you don't have to read your Bibles, you don't have to go to church. Then we wouldn't listen. We must make time to read our Bibles. Guess why do we struggle so much? Well, because we don't make time for God. Why do we get all stressed out? Because we don't make time for God. That's what all boils down to. This is how we know how to live our lives godly. This is how we know how we have to live before God. Even if you just read a chapter a night or one verse, read one verse. How much time do you spend talking on the phone or text messaging on your phones, right? Seriously, though. You guys, all of us must read this every single day. I'm not saying you have to spend an hour every day. Pick it up, open it up, and read a little bit. Then we know how we ought to be living. And we'll find this verse. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, ready for good works. All Christians should be ready for good works. And so in context here, he's saying, hey, be subject to these people, obey them, ready for good works. So if they put a law in place that says that's going to be beneficial for the whole people, we must be ready to do that good work. Not complaining, not grumbling, oh man, I don't want to do that. No. As Christians, we must be always ready to do good works, especially even when it comes to this. If the government has us do some sort of good work that's for our benefit, we must be ready to do it. Willfully, joyfully. You understand? This is not an option for us. This is a direct command. We must be submissive. And when we're not, we disobey God. So all of you need to hear this tonight. Anyone who has authority over you, you must submit to. And when you don't, you sin against God. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, again, we thank you. Lord, you are so kind to us. We have so much freedom. We're so blessed here in America. We have the freedom to be able to come together and meet as a youth ministry and hang out and fellowship and play games. But more importantly, we have the freedom to study your word. We have the opportunity to open up our Bibles freely and study and read. So I pray tonight, Father, that as we have read your word, please let it do its work in our lives. Forgive us of our sins, O God. Help us to be submissive to all authority figures. And Lord, forgive us when we're not. Forgive us in the past if we have not been. Thank you that you have given us another day, that now, today is a new day, and today I can be obedient to you by being obedient to all of these people, to pastors, to parents, to teachers, to the president, the governor, the mayor, to the police. Help us, O God, to be submissive to all governing authorities, because they are established by you. And so when we don't submit to these governing authorities, we don't submit to you. And we don't want that to be the case at all. We love you, God, and we want to submit to you. And so help us, cause us to willfully and joyfully be submissive to all of those who are in charge of us.